WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style, your daily dose of secure attachment affirmations and insights. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate a sometimes messy world of relationships and break free from those old limiting patterns. Ever felt like you were stuck in a relationship rut? Like you couldn't quite figure out why certain situations triggered a whirlwind of emotions? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of attachment theory and how it shapes our relationships with ourselves, our partners, our friends, even our families. Attachment theory might sound like some super complicated psychological jargon, but trust me, it's more relatable than you think. It's basically about how we bond with others in our early years and how those early experiences create patterns of behavior that can stay with us throughout our lives. Think of it as your relationship blueprint, the framework that guides how you approach connection, intimacy, and even conflict. Here are five key takeaways to unlock. 1. It's all about security. At its core, attachment theory is about feeling safe and secure in relationships. Think back to those early days with your caregivers. Did they consistently meet your needs? Provide comfort when you were upset? If so, chances are you developed a secure attachment style, the gold standard. You're likely comfortable with intimacy, trust others easily, and know how to navigate challenges without feeling overwhelmed. 2. Not everyone starts with the same deck of cards. Now, not every childhood is picture perfect. Sometimes caregivers struggle to consistently meet our needs, leading to different attachment styles. Anxious avoidant or fearful avoidant. These styles are not weaknesses, they're simply different ways of coping based on our early experiences. 3. Anxious attachment. Imagine always feeling a little bit on edge in relationships, needing constant reassurance and sometimes struggling with trust. That's often the experience of someone with an anxious attachment style. They crave connection but worry about being abandoned or rejected, leading to clinginess or emotional intensity. 4. Avoidant attachment. On the other end of the spectrum, we have avoidant attachment. These individuals tend to value independence and distance themselves emotionally. They might appear aloof or struggle with vulnerability, fearing that intimacy will lead to loss of control or self-sufficiency. 5. Fearful avoidant attachment. This style combines elements of both anxious and avoidant, creating a complex sense of wanting connection, but also fearing it. They often experience push and pull dynamics in relationships, swinging between craving closeness and pulling away. Let's talk about Sarah. Sarah is constantly second-guessing her relationship. She loves her boyfriend deeply but feels insecure about his feelings. She sends him constant texts just to make sure he's thinking about her, gets jealous easily when he talks to other women, and overanalyzes every interaction. Sound familiar? This is classic anxious attachment in action. Sarah craves security and reassurance, but her own insecurities often sabotage her relationships. Understanding these patterns can be a game changer. Knowing your attachment style, whether you're secure, anxious, avoidant, or fearful avoidant, gives you the power to break free from old habits and build healthier relationships. So remember, healing your attachment style is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those secure attachment affirmations. Because guess what? You're worth it. Ready to take action? Go back and listen to yesterday's episode on identifying your attachment style. It's super helpful for understanding where you're starting from. And don't forget to share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from hearing these insights. Let's spread the love of secure attachment together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.